What's your name? Where do you live?
My name is Carl Beebe, and I live over here on the 116th in Maine.
For how long have you been living here in
Maine? For the last 20 years.
You like it?
Yes, I love it. Yes.
So, are you using public transportation very often?
Well, I'm using... Yeah, I am. I am, yes. I used to use it every day, pretty much. You know. And it's okay. You know, I... It's easier to get around, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to fight with a lot of the traffic, you know. So, you know, if I leave at a good time, it's pretty good.
So, why are you using public transportation, not a car?
Well, right now, I don't have transportation. You know, me and my old lady is having, we sharing a car, you know what I'm saying? So, to save a lot of gas, really, you know, I use public transportation because it's much cheaper than the gas, you know, with the gas prices is high, so... Do I think it would be cheaper if more people would use it?
No, if it would be cheaper, public transportation, if it would be cheaper to use it,
I think
it would be less expensive.
I think the prices is really good right now. It's all day pass. You can ride anywhere, all over the county. You know what I'm saying? So $3 is not bad, really. It's not bad. You know, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I play half price anyway. I play $1.50 because I have a disabled pass. I'm disabled, really. So I pay $1.50 for all day pass.
Do you think your neighborhood is being served well with public transportation?
Nah, it's really bad because I stay here on 116th and the bus run on Imperial in Maine. So I stay two or three blocks off of where the main transportation is at, you know, where the bus line is at. Where I'm standing here now is Broadway and Imperial. I had to walk 4 or 5 blocks to get here to go down. So I say, you know, the area for the community is really bad over there. It's the public transportation runs, you know, you have to walk pretty good a ways. So if it's raining, storming, you know, you can really get wet before you can get where you're going.
That's something which you think LA could improve on
it? I think they can improve it a little bit more, a little bit better, yes, in that area, you know, for some of the, because the neighborhood that I'm living in is a residential area where there's a lot of elderly folks, you know what I'm saying, that's really, you know, retired, and a lot of them just sitting back, and it's kind of hard for them to get, you know, back and forth. You know, for me, I can do the walk, maybe they, you know what I'm saying, but you know, I don't believe that they feel like the environment is really safe for them. Me, it's okay. I can deal. I've been there.
Do you think the environment of riding bus is safe?
Yes, I haven't had any problem on it. You know, see, I think it's been a lot better. You know, I've been seeing incidents, you know, where they've been having the camera on it. So if anything happened, you know, saying, you know, there's also you know, public transportation is provided some type of safety, you know what I'm saying, where they can get, you know.
What about the environment itself? Do you mind, do you care about avoiding pollution and global warming and things like that?
I care a whole lot about it, you understand? The pollution seems like it's pretty good. It's, I was just hearing on the news that, you know, it's a lot better. You know what I'm saying? L.A. has become a lot better than it used to be. So I guess it's, you know, with the buses using the natural gas, I think that helps a whole lot as well. So, yes, sir.
What about other people riding the bus?
If
there are people you don't like, do you mind that you're together, you have to be together with other people?
No, I don't have a problem with that at all. No. No, I don't have a problem with that. No, I don't have a problem with it. It's not a dislike or like. You know what I'm saying? I like all people. You understand? I don't have a dislike. You know what I'm saying? You know, in that area. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's some bad people in a lot of different groups. You understand? When I come in contact with them, I just try to avoid it and walk away if I can. If I can't, then I have to deal with the situation. You know, we have public a safety that can deal with that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm on the bus, I can talk to the driver. You know what I'm saying? And let him handle it. You know, from that. Yeah, so I feel pretty good on it. I don't have any problem with that area. You know, and with people, no, I don't.
What are your dreams and goals?
Right now, I'm pursuing a counseling career. Right now, I'm going to school. Right now, over here in El Monte, it's a CAR program. It trains you. 6 months program, you know what I'm saying, to get certified in an entry level at a counseling in a drug facility program or something like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm geared at right now, you know.
Well, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Was that okay?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
So what do you guys actually do? This bus.
Oh yeah,
right. I wait till the next one.
Yeah,
I can wait till I'm not in a big rush. It's 3 o'clock. I'm not a downtown.
Oh,
o'clock.
Is it 3 o'clock already?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So what are you guys are really doing now?
Well, one thing is really like getting a sense what people think about public transportation. Really
you guys
understand.
Doing something like a research, a study of it.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, it's no. Well, it's no. It's really about documentaries. You see things like. In other places, it's very different. That I mean, public transportation. There's so much. How do you say that? Like, you know, like, a lot of people are taking public transportation,
oh, yeah.
And it's not like, to be honest, like here it seems like often more the poor people are taking it, and everyone who can afford a car is riding a car. Yeah. But in other cities, like there are a lot of people, which are using public transportation, they have a car, but they still use it because. It's, you know, it's more convenient. Like, you don't have to...
Public transportation is really good. If you can look here to your left right now, you know, where, you know, the traffic now, and we're talking about 3 o'clock at the 110 right now going downtown, it's crowded. So public transportation, by me taking this bus right here, I can get here a lot quicker than a lot of those up there on that freeway can get.
Yeah, right, but still, people are using car.
They're
which
using
is kind
car.
Of silly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you can see it's very crowded now. You know what I'm saying? You go on a lot of freeways now, the 405, the 105 pretty soon would be pretty crowded. So, yeah, you know, a lot of people wouldn't mind using public transportation if it become a lot more safer for them, you know what I'm saying, like the elderly people. Right. A lot of young people, much younger age group, like maybe 25 and under, may have a problem because they're going through these different neighborhoods where these different gangs and section is kind of sectioned off. So it's kind of, it may be a different, you know, maybe, you know.
Yeah, but don't you think, like, it might, you know, improve the neighborhood if there would be more, like, people, you see, like, it seems to me, like, if people stick in their cars, like, they are kind of their own little world, they never get in touch with other people. And it might be that they don't want to get in touch with other people, and if there would be better public transportation, they would actually
interact more.
But the whole situation would change. I don't know.
My opinion on that, I think that it would. But there's so much going on in our world today, in our society today. There's just so much going on. You know, we was hearing a thing today. They just opened up a brand new school to where. The Latino and the black is going at it. You know what I'm saying? It's a brand new school, and it seems like they're fighting for territory already. And they're there to learn, not to take over some territory. They're there to learn so they can do better in life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
How would you like to change that? How could you change that?
How could I change that?
Yeah, that it's not like that as it is.
No, that's the stuff that really probably, I think, that would have come from the top with this ignorant, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. I don't really want to speak too much on it. I don't have too much insight on it. I just have my personal opinion about it. And I don't want to be too personalized with it. I don't really want to say too much, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to even say the wrong thing. I think it could be improved a lot better. I think it can. I think it needs to be more... funding and the working towards this, you know.
But I mean, I don't think you you know, you can't say anything wrong. I mean, it seems like you want to improve it. You would like to
I would like to improve it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not in the position to improve it. You know, my thoughts are just my thoughts. But having something, you know, a force behind it and having really knowing how to go by doing these different things, you know what I'm saying? I would like to interact with these different groups, you know what I'm saying, to really find out what the problem is, you know what I'm saying, why we can't get along, you know what I'm saying? A lot of our kids, a lot of the older, haven't done anything to another person. You know what I'm saying? You and I, you know what I'm saying? We haven't done anything. We seem like good karma today, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, do you really like me or do I really like you? You know what I'm saying? Do I have any prejudice towards you? Do you have any prejudice towards me? So, you know, I don't know where all that come from, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning now that it can come from, you know, way back when we brought up. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of stigma.
But who is in the position?
Who is? I think the politics. I'm going to play the politics. I think they can improve it a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't seem like, you know, we look at what's going on in the world today. You know what I'm saying? Christians not liking Muslim or not want to get along with the Muslim world and this and that, don't want to interact. You know what I'm saying? I can't understand that. You understand? And a lot of us grow up looking at that type of stuff. You understand? We just don't know.
Well, do you think they take their responsibilities?
Like, you think that?
Do you think politicians are taking the responsibilities they should?
Nah, they selfish game. I think it's all for selfish game. Not for the people. I think they're for themselves. You understand? I don't think they're for the people. You know?
It's a pity, though.
Yeah, it is. You know, I had a chance to be into one of the programs downtown, and I have seen the big mess that we're dealing with the homeless down there. You know what I'm saying? To where this country, being rich as it is, why there are so many homeless people here. And, you know, so many mental ill people is out on the street that can't get help. You understand? This being one of the richest countries, I can't understand that.
Yeah, that's me neither. That's really why we do this filming, to figure out what people think. You know, it seems to me like a lot of people think it should be different.
I think it should be all the world. Well, they told us. Well, the politics talks about peace, world peace. You know what I'm saying? Where are the peace at? We started fighting another country. Where are the peace? Where is it? You know, I don't know. So.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
The next one, all right?
Yeah.
it runs pretty. It's run pretty regular.
Yeah.
It's surprising.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
Jackson. You are?
Well, we're not from here. No.
What are we?
We are from Europe.
Europe?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
You have to get the position where you are like this. So you don't have to move
anymore. Face we come
then
from
you can
Europe.
Take this.
It's very different.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of public transportation. And actually, it's funny that it's really chilly. Like, a lot of buses are really crowded, and trains are really crowded, you know, like basically everyone is using public transportation, not everyone, but a lot of people, much more than here, and yeah. And
it's more wide out, it's more spread out here.
No,
is it more spread out like there?
No, it's very different.
Very
much tighter.
Tighter.
No,
see,
here
it's much spread out.
Yeah, but still, but I'm...
Just like here, right now, you're in Watts. You understand? Two or three lights down, you may be in Gardena. Carson is real close. I mean, kind of spread out, but it's close. Not like New York. You ever been to New York?
Yeah.
It's up in there. It's really, really congested. You know? It's more open.
But do you think that makes a difference? That
public transportation?
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is, do you think it makes a difference that it's here, it's less packed, less more spread out that this is why public transportation doesn't work out? Or is it more like because the culture, you know, like people are just not used to it?
I think it's more because it's spread out because of public transit doesn't. A lot of people take, you know, get cars. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't come like every minute, every 5 minutes. It may be 20 to 30 minutes. Some bus like this Imperial bus may take an hour, 30 to 45 minutes, you know, to run because it has a longer line than this 45. This 45 runs from over here down to the other side of Lincoln Heights. And that's only maybe for a 10, 15 mile radius. Which this one here runs maybe 20 to 25 miles, you know what I'm saying? Maybe more, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, yeah. So this is a quicker line, plus it's more people on this line uses this bus than that one over there, you know what I'm saying? And I guess that's pretty much how MTA really looks at it. They looks at the amount of people uses the public transportation. And Broadway is one of the most busiest days because this bus line here goes straight into downtown, you know, straight into downtown, you know. And it's like an hour away, 45 minutes away.
But do you think there are any people taking, for instance, tourists, taking the bus from downtown Los Angeles out to the airport?
Yes.
Yeah?
The bus to 40. There's a lot. The 42. I mean, not the 40, the 42. They use the 42 to go out to the LAX. You know what I'm saying? From downtown. And there's maybe a few others that goes down there.
Do they have to change somewhere?
The 42 run all the way from downtown, maybe from the Union Station all the way to the LAX.
I didn't know that.
I mean, it's a stop closer to the LAX to where they can get off and take one of the airport buses. It's just knowing, having a schedule and knowing it, you know what I'm saying, the different direction, the train, you know what I'm saying, it's making it much easier for us to get back and forth. The train runs from Norwalk to LAX, El Segundo. You can get off over here as a stop around LAX to get another bus to five to 7 minutes to get to LAX.
That's not that bad.
No, it's not really that
bad. I thought it's much worse, to be honest.
Not really. It's just that they don't run as quick, you know what I'm saying, 20, 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying. And being here so long, I pretty much know the schedule. Just like we've been standing here for the last, 30, 35 minutes, and we have seen three buses pass going downtown, you know what I'm saying, within that amount of time. So it's pretty busy right about now. Going into the downtown.
What about weekends? Is it different?
Weekends probably be a little bit different in the morning, but then in the afternoon they start slowing off. It's just like to at night they start backing off with the transportation. You know, the 20 to 30 minutes. You may have to wait 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? In the morning they're running pretty quick.
What about night? Do you feel safe on public transportation?
Yeah, I still do. It's just getting off, and like I said, I would have to walk 4 or 5 blocks around, you understand? And anybody would be afraid, you understand, not knowing of the unknown, you understand? A lot of us get afraid about the unknown, and I don't know what's ahead of me until I get there. I won't know until I reach that point.
I'm just asking because a lot of people told us it's kind of dangerous in this area. Like for instance, police came up to us and said, you better don't do shooting here. And other people said, yeah, you better leave around 4 o'clock.
Why?
Well, I don't know. You see, for us, it's like just what you're saying, the unknown. You see, for us, it's the unknown. We're not from here.
Yeah.
So we get scared pretty easily.
I don't know why they did that. I don't know. You know? I don't know. I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Well, it's very nice you're doing it. It's very interesting.
I don't know. I really don't know what's behind it. You know what I'm saying? Our politician tell us one thing, then there's something else behind it. Here it could be the same thing. I don't know. But the question seems like it's You know what I'm saying? It's an okay question.
Did the police say that for real? Yeah. And, well, not just police. It's not another person.
Well, with the equipment, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people would look at that as different. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they basically said we're an easy target, you know, like in sense.
Pretty
like
much, yeah.
Somebody
yeah,
would show up and
to
say,
be truthful, yes, you are. You know what I'm saying? They wonder, people get to wondering what's going on. Right. You understand? It's like, you are a target. It's a psycho target.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, they're right about that. Yeah, it's like a target. Right. I don't feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because you know, I've been here a little bit long. But when I came here 20 years ago, I felt like that, being a target. But not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah.
No, not anymore. And that, you know, they was right about that. Yeah. Right. It's like being a target.
Well, how do you change? How do you change if you feel like a target?
Huh?
How do you change? Like, what is your behavior?
Fit in. Just try to fit in. You understand? You and I normally don't mix. You understand? Just be respectful. You understand me? I don't have any right to cross your boundaries, just like you don't have any right to cross mine. You know what I'm saying? You know, if we sit here standing at the bus stop and you feel like you won't need to say something, just say it in a respectful way and see what kind of a response you get. If you get the negative response, then you apologize and back off. You get a positive response like you did today, we can continue on. Right. You know, so. You know, it's like when I was overseas, the same way. You know, I would try to feel out the people that I would feel comfortable around. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the ones that I didn't feel comfortable around, I would get away from. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what you... Have you got children?
No.
No. But what about, I mean, I guess your friends. And do you talk about these kind of things?
Do I talk about these type of things?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, how to interact with other people, to be respectful and things like that.
Yeah, we talked about it, you know what I'm saying? I talked about my dislike, you know what I'm saying? Talks about my likes, you know what I'm saying? Type of people I like to be around, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like the kids over here downtown now with the Hispanic and the blacks is going at it. I don't have anything against the Hispanic, you understand? The ones that come with a positive attitude, I'm positive, you know what I'm saying? The one with the negative attitude, I walk away from, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a sign of ignorance. They probably feel the same way about the blacks, you know what I'm saying? Some that come with a negative attitude, you know what I'm saying? They will try to avoid. The ones with the positive attitude, they may try to interact with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
there still is a boundary between Hispanics
and
blacks.
Yeah, it is. It's a stake there, yes.
Why?
It's true.
How so?
I don't know. I can't really say. I came about that and the stake was there. You know what I'm saying? It's like today I'm in a pretty good mood. I don't have anything. I don't have anything against any one of you guys. You know what I'm saying? And we're of a different colors.
Right.
But I think that we have the same blood. It's the same bloodline. You bleed red blood and I do too.
We both came from Africa originally, I guess.
That's what they say.
Very far away.
very long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
So anyway, I can't really speak for the mass. And it's a stake there, yes. It's a stake there.
Do you think it will ever change?
I would like to see it change. I don't know would it ever change. I would surely like to see it change. Yes, I would like to see the change.
Yeah. But do the politicians do something about it?
There's a lot going on now that I think under, not over the top. They talks about they would like to see a lot changes, but I don't see them really doing very much. I listen to some of the talk shows like Oprah and how she is concerned over her television show. I can see a lot of work going into her talk show. You it out.
Right.
I sure like to see a lot of the change. I like to see the change.
You know? Yeah, but it doesn't really see. Well, it does. It does at some point, but there still seems to be the stake.
It's the stakes still there. I think that stake would be there forever, though. You know, I don't know why. You know, a lot of us probably need to change our belief. You know what I'm saying? I believe that the whites have wronged the blacks. You know, I think that belief is, need to be smashed. You understand? Every man is, you know, it's equal. It's supposed to be equal. Opportunity in a lot of places. It's not.
But she thinks like the place we come from, there it's a little bit like that. If you have, for instance, a lot of kind of these kind of people, and then other people move in which don't kind of might be a bit different, whatever color or culture, then what often happening is that other people are moving away. Now, just because of the unknown sometimes. And as soon as people are starting to move away, other people start moving away. What's happening in the end, you just have one kind of culture thing. And then the stick is kind of growing. You know, it's kind of...
Well, you know, there's many cultural hills in Los Angeles, and I think what it is, the main issue with there is we don't know the different cultures. I don't know the Latino culture. Latinos do not know my culture. You know what I'm saying? And to get educated in that area, you know what I'm saying, I think they would enjoy it a little bit more. And I probably would enjoy theirs a little bit more. You know, I think just getting to know one another, you know what I'm saying? The different backgrounds from one another. You know what I'm saying? I don't know anything about you. You don't know anything about me. You know, it's kind of hard, you know. So, my bus is coming. I'm going to have to catch this one right here. You know.
Hey. Thanks again. Thanks very much.
Yeah,
it was very nice talking to you.
I hope something can help. You know
definitely.
Stay here a while, you know what I'm saying, and see for yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what we're trying, actually.
But you can see a lot happening from the top, really.
But see, the thing is, well, it's really like, if you don't talk to people, if you don't get in touch with them, you never find out what they think.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, see, I could be looking at you in a different eye, you know what I'm saying? It's about money with you guys. It's not, you know. I don't know.